back in September of '08, that's almost a year ago, I had a deal in the 7th District that was voted on by this council to authorize the city manager to execute all documents necessary for lease of excess Terminal Island Freeway right-of-way to Wilmington Lomita Boulevard LLC. Same owner. A California Limited Liability Corporation or company for a period of 30 years with options to extend for an initial monthly rent of $6,900. Now, the purpose of this was to put a crane operation on this site. I thought, hey, we can clean up the Terminal Island right-of-way. It's a public right-of-way. Let's clean it up. Mr. Dean did a great job cleaning it up. It looks beautiful. However, under timing considerations, so when you tell me that we have to do it tonight or we're going to lose this deal, let me tell you what our city, whoever wrote this letter, city management said under timing considerations. City Council action on this matter is required on September 23rd of 08 in order to facilitate the timely relocation of an existing crane business from the city of Carson, the lease for which expires at the end of the calendar year, 08. We're in August of 09 and there is not one crane on that property. What is there are signs for lease, and the inquiries that have been made have been for a trucking facility. Consequently, my community is up in arms. This letter is pure fabrication, or at least not based in any fact. A year later, no crane is on the property. There's questions on whether an EIR should have been done. So I don't know what the rush is. If we can't give the community 30 days when we gave, you know, when Mr. Dean asked us, I mean, it seems to be the way that we're dealing with this entity is that, you know, request on September 23rd. Oh, let's fast forward. That's not all. February 3rd of 2009, another item to authorize the city manager to execute an amendment to this lease, again, Wilmington Lomita LLC, for additional property on that same right-of-way so that he would have the ability, if he wanted to, make an option for that property. So, timing considerations. City Council action on this matter is requested on February 3rd in order to accommodate West WLB, which is Wilmington Lomita Boulevard, LLC, restrictive time frame for occupancy. That was 6 months ago. All the community is asking is for 30 days. You know, I don't know how often that we have to be misled, you know, pressured. I think that we could see clearly that, you know, there was timing considerations for Mr. Dean that we gave him, and yet I believe that we should be giving the community the same amount of consideration. And all they're asking is for 30 days. Mr. Dean had 1 year, and I still don't see a crane on that property. And and the only reason I bring this up is because I'll tell you, West Long Beach gets dumped on. We get ignored. And we have this because people want to see a beautiful wetlands. I do too. But I'll tell you, Councilmember Garcia, that you need to be careful because what is said is not what is done. And I'm concerned that the public service yard is not going to result. Now, I heard the city manager say, well, not quite over his dead body, but that he would not allow a trucking company over at the public service yard. Well, I thought we weren't going to allow one over at the Terminal Island Freeway, and yet that's what's being advertised. So I'm very concerned about the misrepresentation going on in the council letters, the lack of clarity in facts, the concern that the community only wants 30 days, and we can't even give them that. so there is a big concern here. The other thing is earlier today in our budget oversight committee, or not budget oversight, our budget workshop, 89 people are going to be laid off. 89 people will not have a paycheck, will not have an ability to pay their mortgage, will not have an ability to send their kids to college, and many of them live here in the city of Long Beach. And we're talking about a piece of property, the public service yard, that potentially, what, $9 million, I think is the lowest number I've heard, and at the highest, maybe 14. So we're looking at a public service yard that if we wanted to sell, perhaps that could help keep a few more people, you know, receiving paychecks, a few more people to be able to have a job so that they can feed their families. I just don't know what the rush is. I'll tell you that we had, and I was absent at that time, but I probably would have voted for it, we had this declaration of what was it, fiscal emergency. What did that mean? Apparently, it didn't mean a whole heck of a lot, because what kind of fiscal emergency lets 89 people go without a job, and yet we're fiddling around with questions on whether or not this chart that Ray put up, I mean, even if it's only one-third true, we're in trouble. And I think part of it that really irritates me is that I initially and still feel it's a good idea, and I even voted for it the first time. I also voted to have Mr. Dean and Wilmington Lumita WLB, I always think it's West Long Beach, but it's not, Wilmington Lumita Boulevard, the LLC, to go to the Terminal Island property because I thought it was a good deal for the city. We'll get the sales tax from the crane sales. We're going to have the Terminal Island right-of-way cleaned up. And, you know, we'll be able to help a businessman in the city of Long Beach, and he will in turn help us with sales tax. 1 year later, not one crane, but a sign. And people who call there, you call tomorrow and see what they say. They're willing to put a truck facility there. So I don't know what to believe anymore. And I think that the community's feeling the same kind of sense that I'm feeling, that perhaps we need to just take a breath and wait 30 days.